Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is episode 16 of The Same Show. Your host, Cliff, with the homie, Gibby.
Hey, what's going on, world?
We had a technical difficulty, take number two, but we got it right.
Yeah.
The first time we tried to get together, mixer went down, and we got that figured out. So yeah. Now it's official. We're recording.
I know.
It's finally happening.
I'm excited. And then he's got me over here drinking this Erkin Jerk, this E&J vanilla.
Old school, taking it back.
Taking it back to the freshman year days. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not going to lie. It's pretty smooth.
See, I told you.
It's not crown, but it's pretty smooth.
I'm going to tell you this. Getting older and my taste getting a little bit more sophisticated when it comes to liquor and beer, trust me, I wouldn't play around and just buy E&J and mess around and sip on that someday. So trust me on that one.
It's funny that you say that because I remember one of the episodes y'all were talking about beer and like just drinking. And
that was episode 9 with Seth.
Yeah. Yep,
episode 9.
That being said, like as I've gotten older, I'm old, man, I'm older than Cliff. I done touched down in the 30s, man. But I ain't old. I'm still living it good. God is good. But yeah, now I remember drinking when just like mixing things.
Yeah.
Now I can drink liquor straight up.
Yeah.
Like just straight with, even without ice. It's just put the whiskey in the glass and just sip on it. Like Pops used to do whenever we was younger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It's crazy
right.
how taste buds change. But yeah.
Dude, I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this. Since we last got together to try and do this and had a failed attempt. So we're going to get to our topics like we always do. Let's go ahead and run down with them. We got four good topics today. We're going to talk about spontaneity, living life, dating part two, and being grateful. Mm. And then, of course, always, we have our trending topic that we'll get to. We'll reveal that later. So stay tuned for that. If you're watching live, feel free to, you know, comment, chime in. We'll definitely, you know, acknowledge it and shout you out real quick as well. So let's go ahead and get to it. Spontaneity. So when we first tried to do this and, you know, I thought about having you on here, I always try to do something related to whoever I'm talking to, and just having you on, you know, thinking about the kind of person that you are.
Yeah.
In a sense, like I used to think I was spontaneous, but when I compare myself to you, you're in a whole nother league, man. Like you are like the epitome of spontaneous or spontaneity, excuse me. Because like with you, I swear it's like whenever somebody's got a plan or it's something exciting going on, like you're down. No matter what you got planned, like you make a way to do it. I think that's one of the coolest things about you. But you know, when I think about it, you know, as far as like how being spontaneous applies to life in general, it makes a world of difference.
It comes in a good form and comes in a bad form.
Yeah.
Because you can be super spontaneous or whatever and really mess up plans because
right.
you can be like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah.
But you have to really be cautious of it.
Yeah.
But whenever I like someone presents me with something, I just believe the fact that the earth is a playground and we get older and we forget that. And when we were kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything was so new.
Yeah.
Everything was like, oh my goodness, like you're like a dog and sees a squirrel. Oh my God, squirrel, let's go chase it. Like,
yeah.
And you want to go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I'm presented with, let's say, whenever I was presented with brunch, all right, cool, let's go do it.
Yeah.
Like, I love food. I love brunch.
Right.
I love mimosas. Let's get it going. And so anytime someone presents me, definitely with friends, I mean, you never know. You never know when tomorrow, like, what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
And you never know when your last breath is going to be taken away.
Right.
You know? So I believe that definitely with friends and family, anytime you get a chance to actually have time with them, because
mm-hmm.
Christian, our homeboy Christian said it the best, like we spend so much time. When you really calculate the time of day, you spend more time either sleep or at work than you actually do living.
Right.
And that blew my mind. I was like, wow, think of traffic on the way home. I live an hour away, BFE, shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck in traffic 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
And so I started thinking about that, and I started really thinking, definitely when I got into my 30s, started thinking like, man, you need to like really just, I was already spontaneous, like for real. I was already spontaneous and was ready to like live, but I was like, you know what? We're gonna take it to the next level. Let's actually just like anytime your friends say something, that was my like one of my goals this year. Anytime my friends ask me to go have fun, or go do something, go do it. Mm-hmm. I can do something else later. Like if I need to do my laundry, okay, I'll do my laundry later. Or shit, I'll bring it over to your house, do the laundry, and we'll play on the sticks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, remember?
And you did.
And I did that shit. Like, that was no joke. Like,
but I think it's really cool because I think if you can do that, I think it can transfer to other things in life. Because especially, you know, you and I always have these conversations about, especially, you know, you're more involved with this podcast and helping me take it to the next level. But, you know, we just talk about doing things, that spontaneousness, like that ability to get up and just go do something. Like, okay, I want to do this. Okay, do it. Like, don't, and not to say you're not thinking about it, but you're not putting too much thought into it. You know what I mean? Like, well, go ahead.
Stoics always, you know, if you know, like, the Stoic, like, theology, you can only control two things. You can control your thoughts, and you can control your actions. Mm-hmm. And when your thoughts pop up, you can, that's a whole nother topic. Like, we can get into that forever. But when you can control your thoughts and thinking positive and speaking it into existence, mm-hmm. and you've heard me say that all the time, speak it into existence and it will come. And not just saying that, all right, cool, I'm going to speak a Mercedes into existence when I wake up, it's going to be there. Nah, I can cuss on this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that shit. Like, sorry guys, I had to do
keep it real. All
right, but I'm gonna keep it G. Like, nah, no lie, man. It's like you can't expect to speak something into existence and think positive without doing the work, because mm-hmm. that's where the actions come into play.
Right.
When you ask a millionaire what they did, they put in the time to do it.
Right.
They put in the work. They put in the grind. They put in the hours. They put in what it takes to be a millionaire.
Right.
But they saw the vision.
Right.
They saw it. They saw it when they were young. They saw their dreams when they were young. And they said, you know what? I'm going to get up and do something about it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not being entirely spontaneous. But if something presented itself that made them follow their heart, mm-hmm. like, let's say this risk came about.
Yeah.
You can either say, hey, I'm going to think about this, I'm going to really ponder on it, or say, hey, nah, I'm going to take this risk and I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, it might stop, it might like be a speed bump if it does falter. But at the end of the day, you're going to go with it and learn from it. Mm-hmm. You learn from your experiences. Mm-hmm. Because you never knew that the stove was hot until you put your hand on it.
Right.
Facts.
that's very true. There's a few experiences I've had in life where it's pretty much one of those things where you gotta learn the hard way. You know what I mean? You gotta take your bumps and then, you know, you learn and you figure things out. So I can totally understand that. Elements, I guess, of spontaneity. When I look at you, and think about sometimes just taking those chances and just go with it. Don't, because I know with me, I can think too deep into things sometimes, and then I don't, you know, take that shot, or I don't do it because I'm thinking about what the result's gonna be. Just do it. You know what I mean?
Like the Nike slogan, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Definitely.
And that's what people have to do. I mean, don't talk about it, be about it. There's so many different sayings, so many different phrases, but at the end of the day, it's your actions. Mm-hmm. Like when it's fourth quarter and you like Tom Brady, oh my goodness, shout out to the Patriots for winning the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not a fan, but shout out to Ridge, Corn, all my friend Christian, all y'all Patriot fans. He got him a 6-1. Tell his ass to get off the field. I'm done seeing this. I'm done seeing the same show. Sorry. I told you I wasn't gonna go there, but I had to go there. Not a hater. I'm tired of seeing the shit. Keep pounding Panthers. Cam Newton is the best. But I'm not even going to say I'm done.
Yeah. All right.
But as I was saying, like, he gets the ball and he don't even think about it.
Yeah.
When, if he's down 23 points, if he's down 2 points, mm-hmm. he don't care, bro. He gets the ball. He knows his job. He goes down there and does it.
Right.
You got to improvise at times.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, life is always going to throw something at you. True. And that's why I say, like, when I am spontaneous, it's just the simple fact that I love improv. And you have to improvise sometimes through life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have your plans. Yeah, you got to get up and you got to go to work. But sometimes you have to improvise that, because if you're constantly in a routine constantly, definitely for me, my mind can't handle that. I'll go crazy. I'll go insane. So I have to like shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for instance, remember the first week that I started, like the first week that I worked, I was suit and tied up 24/7.
Yeah.
Second week, suit and tied up halfway through the week, then I switched it up, then I went back suit and tied. Right. Because me, I can't constantly be in the same thing. I gotta be different.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, be yourselves, but be different with it. You make your unique.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was a little bit of everything.
Well, that's a perfect segue into the next topic, living life.
Mm.
Again, something that you do very well, something I actually admire about you, because it can be tough to try, you know, to find that balance, do what you got to do while at the same time trying to live your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you take it from there. You're the expert.
I'm not the expert, because at the end of the day, we all live life. I can't walk your shoes and you can't walk mine.
Right.
And we all have our different paths. I used to be homeless one time. That was a long time ago. That's a whole different story. I was borderline alcoholic when my brother, he was my best friend, rest in peace, Quay. When he passed away, I was going through it. That's like right when I had broken up with like my fiance, found out she was cheating, doing drugs, and I was going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of stress,
mm-hmm.
right? And so life is really what you make it.
Yeah.
And you can either let it beat you the fuck down, or you can actually do something about it. Now me, I went through, started drinking a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
I started not caring a little bit too much. I started letting life take me away. I started saying, you know what, fuck it. I started like letting the inside, I was still loving because I'll always have a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I started letting that anger, and the animosity toward my brother passing away, toward everything that I thought that was in love, it going away. And so I was just like, fuck it. But again, we don't know the stove is hot until we touch it.
Yeah.
And you really have to go through it to actually live.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
An egg is like pretty much a perfect shape. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to like an egg shape, mm-hmm. we know what an egg shape looks like. Looks like a teardrop almost. Right?
Right.
And an egg looks like an egg. And when you crack it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do so much with that egg,
mm-hmm.
but you have to crack it before you can make a cake, before you can make an omelet.
Swear, I got Eric Thomas on here. Bro, yeah, you know, one of the things I try to keep in mind as I go through life is the whole thing, like, mainly like money.
Yeah.
You know, especially because, you know, getting caught up in trying to pay bills. And
don't let it lie to y'all. He got all the money in the world.
Don't even.
When I grow up, I'm going to be like you,
man. Maybe by the end of the year when I get this podcast where it's going
to
be.
Gotcha. It's already there, man. Yeah. You just got to walk to it.
Yeah.
It's already there,
yeah.
But you got to walk to it.
Yeah, true. Because one of the things I've learned is like, you know, not letting everything confine you.
Okay.
You know, bills and all these responsibilities and, you know, just keeping you from going out and taking those chances.
Yeah.
And just holding, you know, just almost like fear, like letting these things in life drive you into fear.
Yeah.
And that's because it's, you know, especially with money, because one of the things I always keep in mind is like, it's not going to, if something were to happen to me today, that money's not going to go with me. And you know, it's so cliche because we hear it all the time, but at the end of the day, it's so true.
Yeah.
Like why not? You know what I mean? Especially, you know, it's like my uncle tells me, it's like, why not do everything you want to do now? You're young. You think you got responsibilities, but your responsibilities compared to mine ain't nothing. So live your life right now while you can, while you are able to. Like he always tells me, you know, burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Because you can afford to do that. You know, like go out, do the crazy things, go travel the world. You know, go, you know, like you do, like go to these concerts, these festivals, and do all those fun things. Because again, I said this to somebody else, and it's one of the things they say about people when people are on their deathbed, one of the things they think about, people think they regret some of the things they did. No, it's the things that they didn't do. Go ahead, because you got something. Go ahead, please.
Because when people say that, like one thing that really irritates me, and it's no disrespect to like the older generation or anything like that, but we can do whatever we do.
Yeah.
when we wake up in the morning, I don't care when I'm 45 years old. If God gives me the ability to get up and move, mm-hmm. I'm going to still look at the world as a playground. I'm still going to, I'll have my responsibilities that I need to take care of.
Right.
But I want to position myself now for me to continue to having fun tomorrow. Because again, like I said, I'm not promised tomorrow, but if I'm granted tomorrow, I want to make the, I want to have the best of it.
Yeah.
I want to live. I don't want to be down. I don't want to have to stress. I don't want to have to think negative thoughts mm-hmm. because those things will come. Life does throw curveballs at you. But at the end of the day, I believe that God is 100. Now, like, that's how long way that I made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, to this day, I still, you know, do some of the things that I do. I might cuss. I still might drink. I don't drink like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he's guiding me, helped me get where I'm at, right?
Right.
But when he wakes me up in the morning, I want to take the most of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make the best of it because there's people who don't wake up in the morning.
True.
There's people who wake up in the morning
yeah.
and can't brush their teeth.
Yeah.
They can't get out of the bed.
Right.
They can't dance. They can't play ball. By the way, guys, this is a side note. I want all the Cliffs fans to know he cannot play basketball, bro. I had to take shots at you, bro. Look, if y'all could have seen him that day, I just wish. I was waiting on this moment, too. He was over here double dribbling and stuff. I'm just picking, bro.
Why you gotta... I'm mad at you, but I'm not mad at you. Like, I'm glad I don't have this thing structured to where it's like, hey, look, don't come on here saying X, Y, and Z. It's all good, though. It's all good. That's what the same show is.
Hey.
It's nothing and everything. And that was just nothing what you just talked about.
That's family stuff, guys. That's just an ESR thing. But going back to it, man, I think with life, you know, and whenever you do, when older people say you have this much time, We don't know. You don't know how much time I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can travel. But even if I have that extended period of time, like I'm 31 years old, mm-hmm. I still want to travel. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to Vegas for the first time this summer.
Right.
Like there's things that I haven't even done yet. It's because whenever I grew up, I didn't have those privileges like some people. But now I'm putting myself in a position and I've worked and I've grinded and I've gotten to where I'm at now that I'm able to do these things. I'm being blessed to do these things. And so listen to anyone out there, kids, old heads, middle heads, whoever it is, this is, when they say live your best life, live your best life. And that's true. Know what you want and go after it. Don't ever let no one say that you can't do something. Don't ever let no one say that you can't be something.
Right.
Because you can go anywhere that you want to go.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I like people like you. And anybody that's listening and watching, you'll notice I surround myself with these kinds of people. And, you know, that's the beauty about having this platform to allow these people to come on. Because I'm always, you know, I'm a big believer in the speaking life into people. And so, and that's the kind of people, you know, I keep around me because, you know, I need that. I try to give off that energy as best as I can. And so I just see it, you know, to be very important to, you know, if you want to give off that kind of energy, of course, you got to keep people around you that can feed you that energy as well. But that was great.
Thank you.
That was great. Now, for the trending topic, brought to you by What's Trending. You guys know where to find them on Twitter. This week's trending topic, I know we actually talked about it in episode 12 with Sparks. We touched on it a little bit as far as the Fire Festival when he briefly spoke about it. Now, you know, one person that has something to do with the Fire Festival, Ja Rule, and he's talking about doing his own festival now. You know, it's got mixed reactions to it. You know, some people are joking about it, like, yo, he about to start scamming again. And then there's people like you, Josh, that believe there was some legitimacy to the Fire Festival and think that, and I'm on the fence about it. I think Ja Rule might be able to pull this off too, but, you know, it's definitely something, sounds like he's serious about. What's your thoughts on it?
So, after I watched the Netflix special on it, I was just like, they really did have the resources to do this, but they decided to take it a whole different way.
Right.
And they was trying to scam people. But if they would have taken the time and really planned it and not being so spontaneous with the money,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
then I think that it would have been super dope, to be honest. I mean, I've been to a lot of music festivals, man. I've had fun. And to go down to, like, do what how they were setting it up to do and right. get everyone who they were trying to get out there,
yeah.
if they could have made that happen, that would have been the biggest one.
Yeah.
Now, Ja Rule, man, I think because of the ordeal that had happened with that,
yeah.
there might be some flag on it. So that I think that people might yeah. not want to, like, back him with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get the right people
yeah.
to, like, back it, yo, ain't no telling what you can do, man.
It's like I told Sparks, too. I think, honestly, all that came down to was just poor planning.
Correct.
Because you've done festivals. I've been a part of concerts. Shout out to Jeff Bowen, my mentor. I love you, man. A lot goes into that stuff. I've planned a few shows myself. A lot goes into it.
Yeah.
From a small scale to the... And then you're talking about a festival. I've even sat down and, you know, drafted out some festivals, and it's a lot of work. And if you missing a few things, it's gonna fall.
It's gonna flop.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's not pretty.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When bro said what he said about the water, like, I ain't even gonna lie. I had to pause it and just walk away for a minute. Y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. It was funny. Everybody's stopping and laughing right now. Y'all know. It is, you know what's crazy about
yeah.
like our times that we live in right now?
What's that?
No lie, bro. You can turn anything into a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that was so quick, bro. I wonder how many people really, like, on their phone mm-hmm. watching, like, TV, like, watching TV shows or watching, like, a live game and
yeah.
screenshot that thing ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild, man. It was wild. So, I guess, do you think it's going to happen?
No.
You don't think so? Why not?
I don't think that he will have the backing because of how this last try happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does, hey, by all means, I hope it's super fire.
Right.
But I don't think that it's gonna have the back. I really don't think that people are gonna buy into it because they're gonna see him as associated with a scam artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be the tough sell, really, and honestly, because it's always tough to kind of bounce back, especially in this day and age.
Oh yes.
Cancel culture.
Yep.
You do something like that, that's it.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah.
When you're fucked, you're fucked.
So yeah, I'm gonna side with you on that one, man. That's gonna be tough. But that's our trending topic. Again, brought to you by What's Trending. Catch them on Twitter at What's Trending, Instagram What's Trending, Facebook at their own website. Go check them out. A lot of good stuff on there. They have yet to fail me as of yet. Now the next topic, I know this is one KK. We're gonna touch on as well. I told you, there's so many pieces to this one. All right, dating, part two.
Okay.
Part one, Mal and I touched on it from a very broad perspective, and I learned very quickly that there's so many pieces to it. It, you know, it's not just dating, you know what I mean? It's a lot that goes into it. So with you in part two today, really, I guess, talking, hollering, spitting game, men and women. But you got something to say, please.
What I'm about to say, people are probably not going to like it, but I really don't care because I feel like nowadays we're so conditioned to be beta men in the music, in mm-hmm. TV, in things that you see on TV and things that you see just walking around through stories you hear. It's like there's a lot of men who showcase feminine energy.
So what do you mean when you say that?
All right. So they are constantly wanting to be clingy into a woman. Like, honestly, I literally had a girl tell me that a guy really just hit her up on, like, in the DM mm-hmm. and was like, hey, what's up, sexy? Here's my dick pic. What?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand how a man can really think that that's going to attract a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there might be some thoughts out here that might go for that, but if you're looking for, like, a woman, one who's got her own, like, job, career goals, got her own, like, mindset, like, her own personality, like, everything that you want in a woman who is smart, who is funny, who has everything, the ideal woman, who's God-fearing, who handles her business,
mm-hmm.
you don't do that to a woman.
Yeah.
Not a woman. I don't care if even if it's the thighs out there, you still, as a man, you should respect that woman. Now, when I say presenting this feminine energy, they'll hit them up, and then start cussing them out because they never reply back.
Nah, that's the kind of stuff I hate, man.
Bro, and they make real men look bad.
Yeah.
But this is what I think. I believe this. And men, you can either do it because it's all about actions. I believe this. I believe if you handle your business as a man, you look good, you take care of your health, you take care of your money, and you worry about your own shit, then women will find that attractive because a woman wants a man who can handle his business.
Right.
And then after you show this case that you can handle your business, then she'll be more prone to date you. Now, your personality, now keep in mind, attraction is everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not the prettiest thing in the world, but I know I'm not the ugliest, you know? And I feel like I take care of myself. I pretty much can handle, you know? I can pick up one or two numbers or whatever, but it's not about pickup lines.
Right.
It's honestly about this right here. It's about having fun. Hey, you're a really cool person. Yeah. I like to meet you. Yeah. Would you like to get together?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go have fun.
Yeah.
And then if they don't feel you and they not vibing with you, then they not vibing with you. Men, stop being bitches. Like, if they not vibing with you, let them do their thing.
Yeah.
There's billions of women and billions of men out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you really think about it, it's like the number game, like at our job, bro. We have to go through so many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get that one, boom.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
So you have to go through all of this stuff.
So.
Go ahead.
Sorry, am I wrong? Would I be wrong to say that, you know, picking up women is almost like sales? It's very relatable in a sense. I remember one of my good friends used to give me a lot of headache about how I would compare relationships to business.
It, you know what? You could relate like a solid business, like really, you can pretty much relate anything to that.
You know why? It's an investment.
It really
you invest your time.
No disrespect to anyone.
But it goes on both sides. It's a partnership.
It's a partnership.
There we go. We both invested.
We're both investing time.
Money.
Because when you really think about it, you're both investing time, you're both investing money.
Yeah.
But you can't look at it like that.
Exactly.
Man, when you look at it like that, you're just being a dick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you want to make sure that me personally, my biggest goal is just to make the girl smile. That's just my thing.
Respect.
And if I can make her smile every single day and make her laugh every single day, then I'm doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, women, you can't worry if your man cheat. If they gonna do what they gonna do.
Right.
But I will say this, have respect for yourself, and if they do it, never talk to them again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no point in it.
Oh, so you know what? You made me think, because it was like an episode 2, Mal and I were talking. One thing I said is like, I'm cool with people doing whatever they want, you know, because like people, you know, complain about they're with somebody and they just mess around and whatnot. My thing is this: at the end of the day, make your intentions clear. If you're that kind of person, like I know people like that aren't looking for a relationship, but they're looking to be out here and have a good time.
Yeah.
But they make that clear versus like, you know, trying to hide it and play all these games and mess around people upset. Like, why not?
I think when it comes to that, I think that I believe that the man should be mysterious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because what does a lioness do?
I honestly don't know.
She's a hunter. She chases the prey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I know it's going to be like, I'm gonna shatter some walls and people's minds are gonna be like, oh crap, where's he going with this? But like, women, they have this animalistic wanting to chase a man. It's a man's part to initiate it, right? But it's the woman's part to have that little bit of chase.
Okay.
And you seem mysterious. You see what I'm saying?
Now let me ask you this right here, because me and my friend had a little back and forth about this yesterday.
Gotcha.
Because she posted this funny meme, and you know, like it was this, I guess like an Asian couple, and the guy was against the wall, and the girl had her leg kicked up.
I'm not talking about all that.
No. She had her legs kicked up, like, her foot against the wall, you know, acrobatic or whatever, like, you know, clearly showing how flexible. But it's not the point of the picture. I took it literal. She's like, in the picture, it said, you know, girls will give you all the signals and guys still act stupid. Like, and my whole thing was like, I don't think guys are acting stupid. I think guys are just being cautious. Cause, like, I get it. You have some women, like, they give you those signs, you know what I mean? They being mysterious about it, and then you sitting here like, dang, are they into me, or are, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because we try to play it safe at times too, because you don't want to mess around and assume, the assumption.
But this is the thing where I think of that. If a girl gives me a sign, I can feel her vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel her energy.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you feel, I don't care who you are, you feel the energy. You know if a girl wants to kiss, as a man, you know if that girl wants to kiss you or not.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it. Then go for it. Because again, you might not get that chance again. She might find somebody else. Or you might be walking back home or getting back in your car and boom, something bad happens. It's going back to being spontaneous. I'm not saying just randomly go try to kiss every girl in the world. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like when they present that vibe, when they present that right there to you, then go after it. And if she says no, then fellas, this is real shit. Like, I got four sisters, bro. I'll let you know.
Me too.
Dog, that's put hands on you for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got nieces, so I...
Yeah.
But like when a woman says no, that means no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you just know your role.
Yeah.
But it lets her know that you a man.
Right.
That, you know, that, like, for instance, like when you say, hey girl, no, I wouldn't even say hey girl, but like, mm-hmm. hey, I don't know whose name. Hey Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey Susie. Let's go get drinks. Well, are you free?
Bro, I'm not even, and forgive me, baby, because, you know, when we talk about pickup lines, it just makes me think back to, you know, some of the lines I've used. Like,
oh,
some,
my goodness.
Like just, I'm not going to lie, like, yo, like, that stuff worked, man, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, when you're genuine and fun about it.
Exactly, and it's like, yo, like, I remember just from the college days, you know, just... And so, yeah, I'm not going to go into detail about it for the sake, you know, out of respect of my relationship now.
I don't want her to kick through the window.
But I'm just saying, you know, so because, like, if I'm giving advice to a young cat, you know, how to approach a young lady, like, I'm going to go off my experience.
I got nephews now that are, like, going on 14, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So now, like, when they come up to Unc, hey.
Right.
You got to give them the lessons.
Right. Now, do you ever sit back and be like, dang, man, that was good, yo? Like, especially if it worked, you'd be like, dang, I'm not saying, you know, you was the Mac Daddy or anything like that.
But,
you know, like, just saying, like, yo, I was pretty decent. Like, you know what I mean?
Again, that comes with confidence. And if you have confidence, then you believe, you know, then you believe that you are who you are. And you don't care about anything else, no negative vibes toward it. Me, I know that I am a handsome man, and I know that, like, I've had a lot of girlfriends in my time. I've had a lot of dates.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot. I've had girls tell me no. Don't be afraid of the no, because that builds you up.
No.
Like, in the sense
your
of
best,
like,
friend. Yeah.
Like for instance, if you go after, you go ask a girl her number, or if you're at the club, it guys, ladies, that person might genuinely not be attracted to you.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it out of proportion. There is someone else better, you know, on the
I will say, of a lot of the many things I hear, that's the one thing that bugs me, you know, when I'm seeing, you know, ladies posting screenshots of their DMs or, you know, my friends coming to me and telling me about their experiences when they tell a guy no, and, you know, next, you know, he, excuse my language, becomes a dick about...
That's beta material, bro. That's like beta shit.
Yeah.
That's that beta man shit, bro.
And I'm just like, bro, like, why do you back down and go find somebody else? Because it make you want to step in and be like, bro, what's good? Like, yo, go, man. You know what
it's,
I mean? So
it's like this, man. It's like at the end of the day, man, if a woman tells me no, it's no. It's not going to be the end of my world, because at the end of the day, right now,
right,
I'm about getting my money.
Yeah.
My money is my, that's my money. I love my money. I love my friends. I love my family.
Right.
If a woman is going to ride with me and be by my side, then by all means, baby girl, let's do this thing. Well, you can get on my bike and we can ride out. And we can have one hell of a time. But if you're not, shit, I'm going to ride my bike regardless.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a big believer anyway. You get enough no's, you'll get a yes anyway. Yeah,
correct.
So.
And that might be the yes that you need.
Right.
And that's facts.
I mean, because it might be a thing where, like, you get those no's because maybe you need to work on yourself or work on your, you know, something. It might be a lesson. You know, so I like to believe there's a lesson in things. You know what I mean?
So. Yes. So, when we're talking about this, I always bring everything back to sports.
Yeah.
So, Steph Curry is the greatest shooter that I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can argue whatever, but numbers don't lie. The man is a monster. That being said, I grew up in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. I remember him coming to Kings Mountain and playing against us, right?
Word.
And then he would shoot. His shot that he had then is totally different now. And again, that he had to work on it. He had to have that progression. He had to keep on practicing. And that being said, you got to shoot as many shots as you can. Not saying just go out here and be a creep about it. But learn to be who you are and have confidence in yourself.
Right.
Because once you really work on yourself, and that's really true when it comes down to it, that's one thing I've learned about me, is that now as the young Josh versus this new Josh,
mm-hmm.
man, this new Josh is the man. Like, I've matured. I've, like, really gotten my, like, head on a swivel, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know exactly what I want out of life. I know where I want to be. I know where I'm going to be.
Right.
And with that being said, I believe this, too. I believe when you love yourself and you love yourself to a T, people will see that, and they see the positivity.
Right.
And when they see the positivity, they're attracted to the positivity. No one's attracted to negative. If you smell some death out there on the road, you're not going to go, oh, I want to go put my nose in it. No.
Right.
But you see a bush of roses.
Right.
See, like, some honeysuckles.
Right.
You want to smell those.
Right. You're right. See, it's always funny. That's the one thing about the dating topic. It starts at one point, and it goes.
Yeah.
And
Because dating is, I mean, and there's so many different things and avenues with dating. I mean, you have online dating. Now, remember, when I was young, our dating was I pass a note to you. Or a girl would pass a note to me.
I was on the tail end of that, but oh man, that was really dope. It was really dope, man.
Yeah.
It was really dope. Like my girl now, I won't ever forget. Like I think it was sophomore year of high school. I remember last day of school. I was about to transfer out of schools too, and I just remember like. You know, last couple days of school, like, everybody just chilling, ain't no lesson plan or nothing, probably watching, like, movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, we were just sitting there chilling, and, like, she took my phone, put her number in the phone, and the rest is history.
Hey, that's what's up, bro.
Like, yo.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
And hearing stories, like, hearing people's, like, success stories, and it definitely with, like, relationships is very phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've learned, and like I ask people, like, definitely who's been married, you don't see it as much so now. And then we're still young.
Right.
And shout out to my sister and her husband. I mean, they've been together since, what, senior year of high school? They've been together for like 15, 16 years now,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, that is unheard of.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, I mean, most people are married for like 2 to 3 years and then they call it quits.
Right.
But, like, people who have been together that long, and you ask them, like, how did you know? And they say they just know.
Right.
And one day, when I just know, I just know.
Right.
And, I mean, me personally, I hope I find it. But if I don't, I mean, I'm going to love. My biggest thing is loving my friends and loving my family
mm-hmm.
and having as much time as I can have with them.
Right. Before.
And so what I do and my actions echo in eternity forever.
There we go. You the man.
I'm not the man. I just.
Hey, just take it and run with it.
All right.
So, okay. We're going to go ahead and get to our next topic. There will be more dating topics that come up in the future, guys. So, and I know some of you guys that will be on here will want to get in on that as well. So let's talk about being grateful. Yesterday, actually, during the day, I was listening to TED Talks, and they were talking about, there was a TED Talk podcast. It was talking about gratefulness.
Okay.
And this guy basically, I'm trying to sum it up as fast as I can. Basically, he wanted to thank everybody that, from the people that, like, because he loved coffee. Thank the people at the store. He thanked the distributors. He thanked the people. He made it all the way to the people that picked the coffee beans and processed the coffee. And he called. I remember he said the person called. He called the person up, and it was weird for them. He's like, I know this is weird, but he's like, thank you for keeping all the bugs and stuff out of my coffee. And they were like, that's weird, but it made my day to hear that. Yeah. You know that you appreciate me. And so, he's just talking about how it goes a long way, because one of the things for him was, like, just waking up tired, cranky, sometimes being stressed before he gets his cup of coffee, and, just having a total mindset shift after he started thanking people. And he didn't go to that level of thanking everybody until his son challenged him, and he's like, well, why are you thanking the people at the store? Why aren't you thanking the people that bring it to the store? Why aren't you thanking the people that process it, the people that pick it and grind it all up and package it up? Why don't you take that extra step? And so, and basically after doing all that, he's now like a motivational speaker and everything. So it was just great, man. It was just phenomenal. Yeah. So it just made me think, because, again, I think this just falls in line with everything we're talking about. At the end of the day, just being grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get lost in the don'ts. Mm-hmm. And it can weigh down on a person. Because after I listened to it, I really thought about it, like, okay, well, what am I grateful for? The people, the people I have in my life, the opportunities, because it's just like, I've been telling everybody, I sat down and I thought about this podcast and I thought about how far it's come. I'm like, I'm really grateful to be where I am today.
Amen.
Oh man, I'm just thinking about this announcement.
I know. We haven't even told them that something big is going to be said later. Something... And that's,
exactly.
Just like woke me up. I'm really
grateful today. I was even praying about it, like, because, I'm not going to say I hit a wall, but I hit a point where it's like, okay, what do I need to do? But aside from that, I'm just grateful to come as far as that I've come, and to be standing where I am today and making the kind of progress and have the kind of plans. And again, for the people that are in my life, the people that have supported me along the way on this journey to do everything that I was able to do. So, just being grateful, man. Like, and it made me want to go around and just tell people thank you. Thank you for being on. Thank you, everybody that's watching. Thank you for everybody that's listening. I'm going to tell you guys thank you again before I even close out. But I just want to say thank you enough, and it makes me feel good when, like, I tell people thank you, and it's like they feel the genuine appreciation.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I want everybody to know. It's like, I appreciate everyone.
Yeah, and that's facts.
Yeah, so.
That's big facts.
I really couldn't think. Yeah, I mean, you got anything to add to that, man?
Yeah, being grateful for me, honestly, if you listen to what I say, I'm grateful every single day.
Yeah.
I could show you a picture when I was thrown out of my vehicle at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, you showed me. Yeah. That was wild.
And I'm grateful every single day for that, because at any time I could have died.
Yeah.
There's so many times that any of us, everybody has that story,
right?
And people forget. And in a day and age where we look on TV, we have our phones, like, it ain't even TVs anymore. We look on our phones and we look on our tablets.
Right.
And we keep them in our hands. So it's 24/7.
Yeah.
Merchandising is constantly, flooding us.
Right.
And we even speak something into the air and then we turn on our phone and Google's already opened up and showing us the next, where's the next J's coming out or something,
yeah.
Everybody's had that experience when they speak something and then it pops up on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, whoa, was that were they reading my mind type thing?
Right.
So that being said, with all of that constantly coming in to our subconscious, we have no other choice but to constantly want to buy something and want more and be greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's so cliche, but sometimes you really do gotta stop and smell the roses.
That's very
and
true.
You have to honestly be thankful for life, just for air itself.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, if you can get up today and you can move your hands, you can move your toes, you can move your feet, then you're blessed.
Yeah.
If you can get up and go to the restroom,
mm-hmm.
you're blessed.
Yep.
If you can go to the water, do you know people in Flint, Michigan still don't have no water,
yep.
bro?
Yep.
And we in North Carolina, we can go and turn on a, I don't drink tap water,
yep.
but if I wanted to go and do that, I could do that.
Right.
So that being said, man, there's places in other countries that don't have the luxuries that we have.
Right.
That being said, just for that alone, you should be grateful.
Yep.
Just for that alone, for getting up in the morning, for going to the bathroom, for going to the kitchen to get a glass of water, even if you don't drink tap water,
mm-hmm.
you should be grateful.
Yeah.
And me, I know at times I'm not, because I am a man. I do have flesh, you know? And that being said, there are times where I might be a little ungrateful.
Yeah.
But then I have to slap myself upside the head and say, hey, bro, there's people out here worse than you. Hey, bro, remember that time when you weren't nothing?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get right and let's keep to the grind.
Yeah.
Because you promised yourself when you were younger and when you were down and out, when you were home and sleeping in the cold, bro, you said you would continue to grind. No matter what, you won't stop.
Right.
All that being said is this. If you didn't know me, I love to talk. But that being said,
well, we're of the same sign, so
hey, shout out those Capricorns.
Hey, you are, hey. Here we go. Jinx, you owe me.
Ah, dang, you got me.
Hey, no, what was I gonna say? No, that's one of the cool things about you, though. It's like with everything that you do, like a lot of what we talked about, it shows, and you're a living embodiment of this stuff. So yeah, it was pretty much cliche to ask me what your thoughts are on gratefulness, because I mean, when you, speaking throughout this show, you pretty much spoke of that, or it came through in everything that you spoke of.
So. One thing that I want everybody, if you ever see me out, and if you don't know me, but if you see me out, I want you to see me as a light of positive energy, because I believe that in the day of age that we living in, with so many turmoil situations, so with so much rumors of war, with this and that, and people always being afraid, I want to be the light. I want people to be like, you know what? Life is good. Life is still good. And I want people to be happy around me. And I want to be that positive ray of light and that positive energy to uplift people. Because I don't believe in bringing people down. No matter who you are, no matter if you're skinny, no matter if you're big bone, no matter if you're fat, no matter if you're obese, no matter if you're super transparent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're black, if you're green, if you're blue. I'm Heinz 57, so I mean, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I just believe this. I believe that. No matter your ethnicity, no matter where you're from, I don't care if these people came down from the stars, bro. I'm going to dap them up, hug them, and say I love you. You want to know why? Because that's who I am, and that's what I believe in.
There we go.
And I believe that we should all do unto others as they would want you, as you would want them to do unto you.
There we go.
And respect one another.
There we go.
Love one another.
Preach.
All right.
My guy.
You already know.
Yeah. So, okay. You got anything you want to shout out your social media, anything you want anybody to check you out, follow you? I mean
I don't do. I used to remember. This would have been the perfect, when I was doing music, this
yeah.
would have been the perfect thing to
yeah.
like meet you then. Nah, man, I just want to say this, man. If you're listening, then just the next person that you see, just hug them.
Yeah.
The next person that you see next time, when you get off of this, because you're probably listening to it on your phone, call your mom and your dad. Call the person, call your big brother, call your big sister, and say, hey, I love you. Just one thing about Cliff, y'all don't know about, but one thing that really inspired me is last time we was over here, he literally called his grandmother. He calls his grandmother every single day just to say, hey, Ma, I'm just calling to check up on you. I love you. All right, cool. Just calling to check up on you. Yeah, I had a good day. All right. Bye. Yo, and that right there in itself, it takes 5 seconds to call someone, man. Call that person that you love and tell them, oh, he getting a teary-eyed over there. But call that person, and that's all I ask. Do that, and just 100 be you, love life, and live it to the best that you can.
Why you do that, bro? Oh, man.
That's all I had to say.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm not mad. These are.
Shout out my nephew because he's about to start high school, bro. He's a middle linebacker. My boy's about to kill it, bro. He's a monster.
So, okay, can we get a drum roll? Can we get a drum roll? Let's get it loud. Get it loud.
Hold on.
All right. Drum roll. Okay. Major announcement. We good. All right. Major announcement. Okay. We got the green light, and we are going to be live at Coco and the Director. Dates are coming soon. Hey. Lineup will be released soon. This is going to be big. This is going to be one of the biggest events in Charlotte, the Sane Show, live, okay? So be on the lookout for that. I'm so excited to see you all there.
Congratulations, bro.
Come out and support. It's going to be free. I'm going to tell you that right now. So you ain't got no excuse not to come. It's going to be a center city, a centralized location. So you really ain't got no excuse not to show up. So be on the lookout for that. The Sane Show live. L-I-V-E. Live, baby. I'm so excited to announce that. I've been waiting to announce that. And that's not the only thing in the works, but that's just the first of many. So you guys know to follow. Again, thank you guys for listening as well. From the UK to Canada to Belgium, all across the United States of America. Love you guys. I appreciate you guys listening and showing your support. Also,
drink your water.
You're stupid. If you haven't done so, I know we're doing this on Facebook Live. So if you haven't done so, we got a Facebook page. We do The Sane Show. Go click like, go share, subscribe, stay posted. On Instagram, if you're also on Instagram, at Sane Show, Sane_show, SANE_show. Same thing on Instagram, Sane_show. Go follow us, stay posted, and continue to listen. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Overcast, Stitcher Podcast, TuneIn app, Live LAV.F. That's just something that I don't even know how I got on that. I'm gonna be honest with you on that one. But go check us out on all the streaming platforms.
You grinding.
And again, this is The Sane Show, episode 16.
Hey.
And we're out.
One love.